listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
So I know we have Frontier Airlines and then Star Trek's The Last Frontier, but I think we're missing one for this movie.
Oh, we're on the triple frontier.
Which still means nothing to me. I'm going to imagine it's a military thing.
I don't even know. I was like, oh, is it the different terrains they're on? Is it the different journeys the characters are on? A different frontier per person or emotional level?
Yeah, it never really gets deep into that. But, you know, it does get deep into the jungles of Brazil and then Peru and all over the place with this group of, I guess, ex-Delta Force guys is what they're military.
Is it Delta or Rangers? I don't know.
He sings a song about the Rangers.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, my knowledge of military groups is about as far as movies gets me, so I wouldn't want to, you know, claim I know exactly where they were supposed to be from.
I don't know either.
Well, as we said, we're reviewing Triple Frontier. I'm Ben.
I'm Laura.
And yeah, this one's been out on Netflix about a week and a half by the time you're hearing this, probably. But yeah, it stars Ben Affleck, Oscar Isaac, Charlie Hunnam, Garrett Hedlund, Pedro Pascal, and to an extent, Adria Arjona. And yeah,
a little bit.
She doesn't get to do much in this movie.
No. She could have done more. I mean, they could have given her more to do, but this was clearly a man's movie. This is a man's movie, or perhaps a man's movie.
It is the most.
She's got all of them.
As we said, me and Laura discussing it just before we recorded, it's very bro-y, which not.
Very bro-heavy.
Not in the worst way movies can be, but it definitely, that's the best way to describe it, I think.
It was totally fine by me because they're all eye candy. Like, sure, I'll take any of them on. Like, yeah, I'll just keep on watching all of these guys all the time because they're very nice to look at. And you know what? They take up the screen really well. Each and every one can just inhabit the screen and takes it over effortlessly from the other one. Yeah, it was all good for ladies watching.
I mean, yeah, they are actually all incredibly talented actors, even the ones where you go like, oh, that guy, you know, he was in that one thing and he was okay. Like Charlie Hunnam and Garrett Hedlund,
yeah.
Like, you know, they've had mixed careers. It's Hedlund the best, but I think both of them were actually really good here.
They're really good, yeah, and they're so good together, too.
Yeah, where they play brothers. The general plot is primarily focused on Oscar Isaac, at least driving the plot, where he has been working with the military police in Central America and South America, trying to hunt down this final drug kingpin that basically has been his whole life's goal. And finally, he gets an in using Adria Arjona, who's Giovanna, who has an in and basically is his money person. And she tells him where he is. He says, okay, let's do this. And he's been kind of working private freelance and says, I got to get my squad back together. So he recruits Hunnam, who's been working as kind of like a military public speaker. Ben Affleck, who was their commanding officer, who basically has just fallen on hard times because he doesn't know what to do with himself out of the military.
Yeah.
Garrett Hedlund is Hunnam's brother, I believe. Yeah, he is, who has been fighting in MMA. And Pedro Pascal is their former pilot and, you know, squad member who kind of is like Hedlund's or trainer. And basically he gets them all back together. They see this and he says, hey, look, I didn't tell you guys we were going to do this as a mission. If you're in, we got a lot of money on the line. If you're out, you're out. That's cool. But the house evidently has, like, as far as they know, just like $100 million, and things kind of escalate from there.
Right. Yeah. It's thinly veiled as a, make some cash on the side as a contractor, set up a situation, but you don't need to do anything, but then turns into something, yeah, very, very different than what they expected going in.
Yeah.
And so they get a little hoodwinked, but, you know.
But, you know, it's kind of like, I'd be fine with being hoodwinked to do something I did for most of my life to earn an extra $100 million. I mean,
yeah,
there's worse things that can be tricked into by a friend or anyone.
Yeah, and pardon me, when I first watched this, I was wondering, like, man, if these guys are really working for the military, would they really think like that? would they really actually go in and do this? And then I started thinking about it. Probably. They don't want to give up on their, you know, they've got a special set of skills and they don't get to employ them outside of the military or the jobs they used to have. So they probably, I would imagine they would want to jump at the chance to use their knowledge and expertise again, get those muscles flexing. And then, a little cash on the side. Cause you know, when you work for the military, you don't make shit. Oh, yeah. You don't make
any money. Especially where their lives and careers have fallen to, you know, since they left, like, you know, Oscar Isaac's character, Santiago Garcia, is the closest to actually using anything of his skills and making any real money off of it. The rest of them, like, you know, Garrett Hedlund's getting the crap beat out of him in MMA. Pedro Pascal, as far as we can tell, is best a trainer. You know, Charlie Hunnam is basically...
He's got a coke habit.
I think they mentioned that too, yeah. Hunnam is basically, you know, selling out, you know, telling people, yeah, you know, it's great to, you know, be in the military for your country, even though it's kind of clear he's kind of been disenfranchised.
And Ben Affleck's, oh my God, the sneakers and the tan pants, so good. He was so clearly out of place in those clothes. And it was, I thought the wardrobe choice was really, really great.
Him trying to sell a condo to someone where it's just like, he didn't prep it at all. He had no idea what he was walking into. It's just like,
so good. Like little things like that are really enjoyable and spot on. And I, you know, made it a good, you know, good movie.
This movie sets up its characters really well. They're very well painted. I think my biggest issue is as it goes on, there's almost little use of that. You know, besides the brothers, you know, of Hunnam and Hedlund playing off each other, I don't feel like any of them really hold to their character. You know, there's a point where Affleck's character kind of loses all that, you know, what I felt like for that character. You know, he becomes more of a shaky human being. And, you know, it's like, I don't know if they built that up or transitioned to that as evenly as I'd expect.
Yeah, no, it didn't have the emotional punch I would have expected from this group of guys working together. I mean, they clearly know how to work they clearly work together. They know how each other works and thinks. We have a great setup of all these characters. And then it is just sort of left there and it doesn't go further with it for me. I don't know what else I would have done with this myself. Sure. So, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know what happened to that.
Yeah. From the trailer, I got it as, you know, I read it as a lot more of like a military heist movie, which it kind of is, but the heist really feels like it happens in the first like 45 minutes.
Yeah, no, this movie has two halves. Two very distinct halves. There's the first half, and then there's first half, which is your heist, and then the heist is super fun and exciting.
It's a really well done scene.
It's great. Action scenes are great. Let's just say that Jason Channer knows what he's doing. But then the second half, it's more of the emotional turmoil and more of the moral. What am I trying to say? They're trying to make moral choices, and it brings up a lot of questions for them. And the whole second half is basically that.
True. Yeah, it's, you know, they escape the heist. Things go relatively well, all things considered, with the heist and the escape.
Until they don't!
Yeah, things just kind of start falling apart. And, you know, part of that is, you know, when Affleck's character really gets into the worst of his conflict, I feel like, when
it hinges on him.
Yeah. And it's like, that's part of my issue is I don't feel like they built up to that change from that much. Like even in that scene with him on the, they're getting off the plane the first time, with Yovana. And he's like, it's like, okay, I kind of get that. But like, then like the next scene and as it goes forward, I'm just like, I don't know. I feel like the drastically changing his character. I get why his motivations are going that way, but it moves very fast for a movie whose second half technically is a lot more methodical with how it's pacing itself.
You know, and it's funny because, like I said, my kids also watched this and they loved it. And in particular, my 15-year-old daughter, who thought it was fantastic, and she had no issues at all with Ben Affleck's character or the issues that we're talking about. And I don't really feel like I want to talk about it because I think it gives something away.
It is a big part of the middle part of the movie, at least.
Yeah. And it drives the second half and she had no problem with that. She's like, well, duh, Mom, it's because of this. And I thought that was interesting that, you know, she had no qualms with what I was having, what you and I are having qualms with. So,
I mean, interesting. Yeah, exactly. I mean, my thing is, I can totally see where it's coming from, but it's not, I don't feel like it's developed enough. And I mean, sure, there's probably enough time passed. I just, maybe it's just the way it was written or the way it was directed from the page did not give it the room to breathe. I think it might have needed for it.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that is. But, you know, it was written by Mark Boll and J.C. Chandor. And Mark Boll did the story. And, of course, he's given us such great things as The Hurt Locker. And I feel like there's got to have been a lot of great research done on this. So I feel pretty confident about watching it that this gives us a good glimpse into what soldiers might feel or what people or contractors who have been soldiers might be in.
Oh, exactly. Same. I mean, this movie has a really great pedigree, actually, for it. And it definitely shows a lot, like, the military side of it and the action side, as we said, they work great. Like, you know, the vehicles, I read a good article on, actually, Jalopnik, which is a car blog, where they basically said, you know, the vehicles are all kind of exactly the type of thing you'd expect to find in this country and be used by the military. You know, they're using like an old Land Rover to, you know, it's a great movement vehicle for moving all their gear. You know, the planes match up with, you know, the type of thing you would, and the helicopters, the type of things you would use for military extractions. And you'd probably find all over Colombia, you know, from in Central America. I'm like, that's cool. And I would definitely believe that both Chandor and, both, you know, would have done their research into that, and it really feels well put together the whole way through.
Yeah, I agree. I enjoyed watching it. This is a great Friday night shoot 'em up with pizza and beer movie for me, for sure.
Oh, definitely. I guess, you know, it's just, yeah, as you get into the second act, the change of pace feels drastic at times.
Yes.
And it kind of forces the characters in directions that almost, you know, and yes, it's a high tension and highly emotional, you know, situation for them, but it kind of pushed me away at some points. And then when they get to that final escape scene, it really felt like they rushed that one as well. It's like, oh, we haven't done action, real action in a while. Let's go through it. And it's a cool driving sequence, but it just kind of,
I feel like it just sort of happened and then it was done. I was like, oh, wait, what happened?
Exactly. Like I was like, oh, that was cool, but kind of felt like it popped out of nowhere. They even try to get some more of the emotional stuff at the start of that scene when they're getting the truck that they use and stuff. You know, again, it's overall just a very well put together movie, though, because even that action scene, like it's set in the dark, and for a night action scene, they get the right amount of night for it to feel believable for at night, but it's also still, you can see almost everything. They're kind of driving away towards dawn. I keep trying to, you know, fault this movie, and I can, but then I think back to it, I'm like, there's a lot of really good stuff here.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because it's hard to come up with something memorable about it. However, there's lots of really awesome things about it.
There is one big memorable thing for me that I had an issue with that, you know, I'm going to try to avoid spoilers with it as much, but it's literally the very end. Which
very predictable.
And I get what they were going for with it, but then it even kind of cheapens it more with what they do with Oscar Isaac's character, where even, you know, Charlie Hunnam's character calls him out and is like, yeah, I guess that they came out ahead of all of us. Well, you have a good time living with them and enjoying the fruits of that. It's like,
yeah,
it's like, really?
Yeah. I feel like they set us up for a second movie.
Maybe. And I mean, I wouldn't be against it again. It's,
I'd watch it. I wouldn't mind watching Oscar Isaac again.
I love him in everything. Let's be fair.
Yeah, and he's fantastic.
And I really want to see. I really always have liked Charlie Hunnam and never had an issue with Garrett Hedlund. I'm glad to see those guys getting a movie where they actually, you know, focuses on their performance and also how much of a physical actor they can both be and uses them well.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, no, all these actors, they must have just jumped at the chance to do this. They must have been so excited to do this movie.
Exactly. And
and rightfully so. I mean, this is a great cast, fun story. You get to go off and hang out in the jungle and, you know, hang out with a bunch of really awesome guys. Like, it seems this must have been just a really great, it must have been just fantastic, I imagine, in my head. This must have been a really great filming experience. I mean, it must have been tough, too. There are a lot of tough sequences, but...
Sure. I think it's exactly kind of what, you know, an actor looks for as a challenging movie and an interesting movie, or at least one who's used to, you know, action movies or has been in action movies at all. It's like, yeah, this is a great way to merge that and show off some chops.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. So for that, yeah, that alone.
Exactly. Well, I think we're kind of going a bit around on, you know, trying to talk about it without, you know, spoiling too much. But how about we roll into final thoughts? Do you want to start?
Sure. So I did enjoy this movie. I didn't enjoy it as much. And like I said, the pacing was a little bit off for me in the middle. I found myself sort of brought out of the story a little bit in the midpoint. But I did enjoy it. The action scenes are great. The heist is really gripping and a bit of a puzzle. And I like those aspects. The guys all worked really well together. It was, you know, great to have eye candy that can actually act and have these intelligent characters work together and make choices and see the thought processes that they go through to make the choices that they're doing. That was really, really great, because a lot of times you don't get that in a military movie or anything about soldiers. It just has these tropes that we always see. And I think that this explored a little bit beyond the trope. I enjoy the production design. It was pretty green, a lot of green, maybe green for money, green for the jungle, green for the for living. But a lot of color play at work here, which I appreciated. So yeah. And yeah, the costumes were, I thought, spot on and really showed us who the characters were outside of the military, and really helped get the characters to the point of in their lives where they just, you know, hated their lives, wanted to go back in. I mean, God, poor Ben Affleck. And just his character, Tom, just trying to sell real estate. Jesus, it was painful and awesome. So, yeah, I have, you know, mixed feelings about it. But then again, it was it's a good movie. So, and I don't like giving numerical things. I always like doing the, you know, the odd review.
For sure.
But, you know, I think I'm going to give this green bromance trip through the mountains over a blue mountain into a blue sea. That's my review of this. And, you know, that's all I have to say. It was fun.
Well, fair enough. Yeah, I think you cover kind of a lot of the same thoughts I had. It's a really, as I think we said earlier, it's a fine movie.
And by the way, I've watched it twice. So I don't know.
that's kind of the thing is, you know, we both kind of agreed. And even after you seeing it twice, there's not a lot that sticks with you outside of, like, you know, maybe especially not the second half.
Yeah, the second half. It doesn't really stick with you. The only thing that really sticks with me is Oscar Isaac's eyes. I can just see him looking all the time.
Exactly. I think it's a movie that I, like, everybody who knows I've already seen it was asking me, it's like, oh, what do you think of it? I'm like, I think it's worth a watch. Like, that's the most I've said about it. They're like, well, was it good? I'm like, yeah, it's good. I just... I don't know, you know, I can't imagine.
I don't know how to rave about it.
I don't know next time that I would necessarily go back and watch it anytime soon. And that's just because, you know, I feel like it hasn't stuck with me and I don't know if it would next time. But I really like the cast. I really like, you know, the scenery, this way it's shot. Mm-hmm. It's just I wanted more from it, I think. And it never really reached those heights, at least not in the second half. And, you know, when half your movie is at best, you know, good, but not interesting. When you have this much talent behind it, I have a hard time saying more than, yeah, you should just check it out and see if you like it.
Right.
I think from there, my review is probably going to be just a solid 7 donkeys falling off a cliff out of 10.
All right.
Well, I can say, though, I would definitely go for a sequel for this, if only just to see what they do with, you know, with Oscar Isaac. Because it's like, well, you got all this money, totally. You got the girl. What else
something.
Do you need in your life?
If only there was someone. Oh,
He needs a condo. If only there was someone around that could sell one to him.
Oh, well, there you go. We'll have
That's
to see.
That's going to be difficult.